The third installment of Sonic the Hedgehog bolts onto the big screen this week.
We got a rogue alien on the loose. How do we find it?
Start with a giant fireball?
I love it. Let's start with a giant fireball.
Sonic 3 sees a new threat with another superpower-infused alien hedgehog named Shadow, bent on revenge. In an act of desperation, Sonic and his team bring back a worthy adversary to help.
This is a bad idea.
When has that ever stopped me?
But it could backfire.
What good is a dastardly plot if you can't conspire with family?
There's two Eggmen now?
I may have never played the game or watched the original cartoon, but I certainly understand the appeal here. Like its predecessors, the third installment delivers a sugar-coated Saturday morning cartoon level of energy, and that reached my inner child.
Are you Detective Pikachu?
He does look like a Pokemon!
With a cast of CGI characters, this movie is full of brightly colored digital effects. Plus, pulling Jim Carrey out of retirement allows Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails to be less cartoony by comparison.
He is much more impressive than the hedgehog I fought previously.
Dude, I'm standing right here.
Sure, the script chases a dozen cliches, juggles MacGuffins, and is loaded with corny dialogue, but that's kind of what people want from a movie like this.
What is this den of madness?
Kids will love it, adults who played or watched Sonic as kids will love it, and if you're older than that, just give in to the chaos.
Try to keep up.
Sonic 3 gets 3.5 chili dogs out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.